This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's an honor today to have Dave Bell here on BPNRadio.com on this Monday. I first met Dave when he was a little boy, maybe when he was 4 or 5 years old. I went to minister for his father in 1991 in Lincoln, England. And even though Dave grew up in a Christian home, in 2003 at the age of 16, he was diagnosed with a very rare and aggressive cancer that was attacking the back of his right eye. The outlook was bleak, but Dave had to undergo 6 months of intense chemotherapy and 25 sessions of intense radiotherapy. He was confronted with the fact that his life may be cut short. But through this, he grasped the truth that God would heal him and bring him through. And today, Dave is completely healthy and healed and continuing to share his story of healing around the world, as told in his book, Laugh Out Loud. So, Dave is married. He got married in the summer of 2007. The doctors told Dave that he'd never be able to have children because of the treatments he had endured. But against all the odds, Dave and his wife, Sarah, now have two little boys, Jackson and Levi, and a beautiful little girl, Maya. Dave, welcome back to BPNRadio.com.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honor. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you on. And, you know, I really honor the gift that is in you. And I wholeheartedly endorse your ministry. And I'm gonna play a song or two from your album in just a little while. But tell us, I mean, you raised in a minister's home, a church leader's home, and then had this this challenging cancer at the age of 16. I'm sure right in the prime of your youth, you get this diagnosis, and how did they discover the tumor?
Yeah, so as you say, I had the blessed and privileged position of being born into a Christian household, and you know, I attended church every Sunday. I attended 9 months before I was even born. You know, I was there every Sunday, and I suppose. You know, being confronted with this, like most 16-year-old boys, I thought I was invincible. I was living life at speed and playing many sports, and I was a musician and never really entertained the idea of illness or struggle or setback. But unfortunately, it never usually asks for a polite invitation into your life. And one day a chapter in our life turned, and you know, our greatest challenge as a family was ahead of us, and it was to do with me and to do with my health. And so I woke up one morning and I noticed there was a problem with my right eye. And to cut a very, very long story short, my eye started to look as if it was being pushed out of the eye socket. And I suppose when your face is symmetrical, it's pretty hard to then look at yourself and see deformity. And we went through the whole hospital process to I had an operation on my right eye where they cut all the way along the bottom of my right eyebrow. And during that time in the recovery room, my family received a phone call, probably one of those phone calls any family with children would never ever want to experience. And they were told I had contracted a very, very rare and aggressive disease. And at this stage, you know, the prognosis was uncertain. It could be something as simple as losing my right eye and having reconstruction to the right hand side of my face. But from what the consultant had seen, he prepared my family that my life may be silenced at just 16 years old. So I then went back for the results and learned at 16 years of age, at fit and healthy, I had contracted a very rare and aggressive cancer. And I then had a line fitted into the top of my heart that hung out of a hole in my chest where they administered chemotherapy and had months of intense chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and lost all of my hair at just 16 years old. And that was then the world that I had to live in. And it was very scary and very hard. Certainly seeing a lot of young children around me battling with this horrendous, awful disease. And some of those children actually within my life losing their fight and losing their battle. Mm-hmm. But I cried out to God. I remember it was close to Christmas time, and a little boy on the ward had passed away in his sleep. And I found out about that because I had become good friends with this little boy. And I looked into the window, looked out over the city and saw Christmas lights, and kind of imagined what my friends would be doing. And I was attached to a drip in the middle of a hospital, fighting for my life. And I cried out to God, and I saw a pale cancer patient staring back at me in the window. And I said, God, if you allow me to live, I will spend the rest of my life telling everybody what you've done for me. And I believe God heard my prayer, and he heard the prayer of thousands and thousands. And we still live in a world of mystery where we live with unanswered questions, but we still definitely live in a world of miracles. And Jesus Christ is still in the business of healing 2,000 years on.
I believe that, Dave. So how long did the process take until you were declared cancer-free?
So it was, took a couple of years out of my life, and they were quite crucial years, especially in our English school system. I missed a number of exams that I couldn't attend. So I told my wife that, I'm going to remain living as a 16-year-old boy for the rest of my life. So they're the years I missed out. So she's thrilled with that. I started my treatment just after the springtime in 2003. I would remain in a hospital for a lot of that time, and I finished my final radiotherapy and chemotherapy about 3 days before Christmas. So,
wow, that must have been a difficult journey, but you are a living miracle of what of God's grace and of God's healing power. And
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I remember coming to minister there in England in 2007 when you were still being challenged by this. But I remember praying there, and I just know that you're a miracle. And you wrote a book about your journey, about your healing, entitled Laugh Out Loud. Why did you name it Laugh Out Loud?
So Life Out Loud is a phrase that came to me because I believe that, unlike a lot of people at my age, I have this new perspective on life. You know, unfortunately, I had to walk through hell and back to find it. But I now have a perspective on life that most don't have. And I really value life as an incredible gift. And my perspective now on life has changed. And, you know, globally, Monday mornings for people is not a great time, but actually my thinking has re-changed. Where the last chapter of my book is called Longing for Monday Mornings, because I've got a passion and an excitement for life again. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote this book called Life Out Loud, which is about 18 or 19 short chapters that chart my journey from start to finish. My dad has written a chapter in there, my mum has contributed as well. And it's all of the chapters share my story in hopefully a very helpful and relevant way to say that, you know, we do live in a world of mystery and miracles. We do rely on the healing power of Jesus that can come into a situation and change it within the blink of an eye. But also God ordains the medical profession, and that can work hand in hand with his grace and provision to see our healing. And so I thought it'd be good for me to write my journey in 18 short chapters that can really help people that are facing issues in their life. It doesn't have to be extreme as a serious health diagnosis. It could be a financial crisis, a marital breakdown, anything where the facts are kind of against you, but to learn that there's something higher than the facts, and that's the truth. And the truth is Jesus is alive, and he's ready to come into your life.
Well, this is a great book, and I would recommend everyone purchase this book, get this book. I think they can get it on Amazon. And sure. I believe that Rick Warren did the forward, or I know he was involved with your book.
He did. That was a great day for me. I got invited to a young leaders forum in the UK at a place called Windsor Castle, which is a very historic place. And we did a live Skype with Pastor Rick Warren, and there was a few of us in the room, and he said, you know, I'd like to give you my personal email, and I'd love for you guys to email me your stories. And I thought, well, I've got a pretty good story here. So I emailed him, and, you know, I was so surprised because I had a personal email back from him in real detail, saying how inspired he was by the story and how he would love to work with me in the future. And so when I decided I was going to do this book, I thought, well, I do believe in miracles, so let's see if I can get somebody like Pastor Rick Warren to help me with the book and write the foreword. And he very graciously and kindly did that. So I'm proud, very proud to have that on there.
All right. Well, I encourage everybody to get that, Your Guide to Living Life Out Loud. Life Out Loud by David Bell, and forward by Rick Warren. I just know that God has done so much for you. So what is your present ministry, Dave? What are you doing right now? I know that you have a band, and I know that you're doing some traveling.
Sure. Well, I'm trying to follow kind of the prophetic words that I feel that have been given to me over many years, and a lot of those words are to do with healing and worship. And my training's in music. I went to music college and studied guitar, and I've felt called from a very, very young age. When my granddad first bought me my first guitar, and I can remember sitting down for hours in my living room learning to play guitar, and I feel called to write songs and lead people into worship. But I do believe that works hand in hand with what's been promised over my life to really believe and see breakthrough for people when it comes to physical healing. So what I love to do with the band is called The Moment, and we travel around and we use the vehicle of worship to allow us to believe and pray for people that we can see healings come in their life. And we begin to see it already. It's on a small scale at the moment, but I believe hopefully God will use that. So I'm involved in that. I'm the worship pastor of our church here in Lincoln, which you've been to. So I serve under a leadership team there, and my mum and dad, which is a great joy. And also I have a bit of a prophetic word over my life for some business and entrepreneurial type things. So I also run a business as well. So, the passion is to write songs and see people healed.
Well, I know that I know you have a great testimony, and I know that faith rises when you share your testimony. I know that any church, of course, we have listening audiences across America, United Kingdom, into Europe, and of course around the world. But I know that any church or people group would be tremendously blessed to have you to come, you and your band to come. And I believe you're gonna return to America this fall. And how can people get in touch with you, Dave?
Well, it's very, very kind of you. We have a website, which is www.themomentmusic.co.uk. You can go on there, read about all that we do. You can see some great testimonies on there of people that have experienced healing in one of our concerts. And you can read about the band and hear a lot of the songs. But also there will be a way on that site that you can make contact with us, and we would love to come and serve in whatever way we possibly can.
Okay. And so I know that you have a lot of your website, but there's a lot of videos on YouTube and that people can go and listen to your music, watch your videos, and be tremendously blessed. And of course, I just endorse your ministry. Of course, I love your mom and dad. What a blessing they've been to Gene and I over the years, and New Life Church, the many times we've got to minister there. And of course, Gene, we love the UK, particularly England. And we started ministering there in 1990, so it has a wonderful place in our hearts. I'm so delighted that you are on, and you have any definite plans of when you're coming to America in the fall?
We're looking at kind of the back end of October sort of time. So, we're looking at those type of dates, so we're really open to kind of where God wants us to go. So, if, as you say, anybody listening that, that kind of is interested in that, we would love and be honored to talk to you about that.
Well, I would certainly recommend any pastor, youth group, people group to invite Dave Bell and his band. I know that your music, accompanied by your prayer for the sick and your prophetic, your entrepreneurial gift, I just know you'd be a tremendous blessing to anyone that might consider having you you come and minister come this fall, and of course they can get in touch with you for the information that you gave. I'm going to play a couple of your songs.
Fantastic.
Yesterday at Breakout Radio Church, where I minister, I talked about lifting up our eyes into the hills from which comes our help, and how we can get our heads down. We got to keep our heads up. I know you had plenty of occasions to get your head down, but the Bible said that David said, you know, he's a lifter of our heads. And so we're just going to pray for people that they'll get their heads up and believe that there's still hope. And then, of course, I'm going to play the song Not Afraid, because I know you had many opportunities as a 16-year-old young man, as a teenager, to be afraid when you were diagnosed with cancer and the possibility of losing your eye and possibility of losing your life, which is told in the story Life Out Loud, which I encourage everyone to get. So, Dave, I want you to pray right now, particularly for those that are experiencing cancer. We have so many requests here at the Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. So many people suffering from cancer. And I know my wife Jean was healed of cancer in 2004, but I know the challenges that just that word can bring to so many people. And I want you to include a little 10-year-old girl who's her parents, her mom and dad, are longtime friends of Jean and I. Her name is Lizzie Wampler, and Lizzie's 10 years old, and she has cancer. She's been in treatment now for several months. And as you pray, you might just call Lizzie Wampler's, Elizabeth Wampler's name in prayer. She's been in and out of the hospital for several months now. And for anybody else that might be listening today that would need a healing prayer. So however the Holy Spirit leads you, Dave, you pray.
Sure. Yeah, well, thank you. Well, Father God, we always want to start our prayers by saying thank you. We thank you that you're a good God. We thank you that your plans for us are always good. And Father, as we've spoken about living in this beautiful world you created, but knowing we live in a world of mystery as well as miracles, we just present to you now, Father, anybody that's listening that is in need of a touch of you. We thank you, Father, that 2,000 years ago you hung on a cross which allowed us to receive healing. I thank you by the stripes that were on your back. You said, and it is finished, that we could be healed. Father, I just pray now for anybody listening. We hate using the word cancer, and you hate it as well, and we just pray right now, Jesus, that your healing power would come. I pray that you'd touch every life that's listening. We break this disease off anybody's life. We say you have no place there. We pray that you bring people's bodies back into the Creator's design. I pray, Jesus, that your name just flow throughout these bodies right now, and I pray that your healing power come. We pray for Lizzie right now, and we thank you that she is your daughter, and we thank you that when you designed her body, you designed it disease free and we claim right now that this little child should suffer no more. We pray that this disease be taken out of her body. We pray and we thank you that you came into the world to destroy the devil's work, and we now, using the name of Jesus that is higher than any other name, we say, cancer, you must leave this body in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe it together. It says, where more two are gathered in your name, it shall be done. And we both agree right now that cancers be broken off people's lives. And we give you all of the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. I set myself in agreement with you, Dave Bell. Thank you for being on today. Going to play some of your music. Give our love to Sarah, and I'm going to see you this fall.
I would love to. Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless you for being on today. Here's Dave Bell.
Lord, lift my eyes above these mountains, for all my hell lies beyond. Let this praise be never ceasing, for I will stand in the promise of the Lord. Lord, lift my eyes above these mountains, for all my hell lies beyond. Let this praise be never ceasing, for I will stand in the promise of the Lord. Some mountains bow down, the wars will fall.
Okay, there you have Dave Bell, I'm Not Afraid. Boy, I love that.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry. Thank you.
every single dream. I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary.